Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Glory to God. Your goodness yesterday gives me strength for today. Your goodness yesterday gives me strength for today. I'm praying God, that's who you are. I pray now. Take it again. Your goodness yesterday. Your goodness yesterday. Your goodness yesterday gives me strength for today. Your goodness yesterday gives me strength for today. I'm praying God, that's who you are. I pray that. And give glory to your eternal name. You are the one that has made us to ride upon our high places. You are the one who has gathered out of the strength and you have caused our youth to be renewed like that of the eagles. You are the one that has led us into the great city and granted us strength to possess the gates of our enemies. We give glory and give honor to your eternal name this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, we praise you, our Father. And we ask that this day, Lord, that the word of God will open and you will make us to see things. You make us to see the things that make for our peace, even in this day, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father in heaven. We hallow your name this morning. Let, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord begin to minister to those who should inherit salvation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to speak from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. I want to speak to us about the dry bones. Hallelujah. I'll be ministering this morning. I'm going to do a short exhortation, then we're going to pray for people. Hallelujah. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to pray as the Holy Spirit helps us. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 1, reads, "And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And verse 2 says, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Verse 3 now went on to say, and he said unto me, Son of man, I'm asking that question this morning, Son of man, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And he answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Thou alone knowest. Amen. And verse 4, and he said again to me, prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6, and I will lay sewage upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7, and so what did I do? I prophesied, as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sewage, and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. 9, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus hear the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no one here that has never experienced the valley of dry bones. I don't know of any. Maybe you have not. I have good news for you. Your turn will come. Amen. That you may know the Lord God is he who is God. You will know how to deal with your problem. Now, there was a problem that God brought Ezekiel's attention to, and he asked the Lord, Son of man, I have a problem. And the problem is unheard of. A valley full of bones. But not only were they full of bones, they were full of very dry bones. In other words, the problem had existed for a long time. The bones were bones of men that had been dead for a very long time. How long were they dead? There is no indication of that. Hallelujah. Which could suggest that you could also come and you find yourself in a problem that has been for long. It has been there for long and there had been no solution to the problem. You've been praying and there had been no solution. No, I remember that man that Jesus came to meet by the pool called Bethsaida. You remember Bethsaida? The man said he has been there for how many years? 38 years. What a serious problem. Dry bones. 38-year problem, no solution. No one around to help him solve the problem. And the day his solution came, he could not recognize it. May you recognize the day of your visitation in Jesus' name. The problem was facing Ezekiel, I beg your pardon, and God asked him in verse, can you take me back to those verses? And in the Bible says, verse 10, and it caused me to pass by them. Oh, you have been passing around your problem. For 38 years, that man was looking at his problem. For 38 years, the man could not fathom how he was going to get into that pool. I really don't understand why he could not do that. All you needed to do was just live in the pool. Maybe the law was that you can't live in the pool. Maybe. Who knows? But he had no solution. Nobody was willing to help him. Just like in your present situation or what you will ever face, people may not be willing to help you. And the problem has been there and you have no solutions to it. And so he passed by and he could see the problem. It was obvious to all. And God asked the question, verse 3, and said unto me, Son of man, can this problem be solved? Can these bones live? Hallelujah. Can they live? The truth be said, there is no precedence to this situation. You have no testimony of anyone whose case has been like yours, and if God have solved the problem. Oh, you've heard God do many things, but not the kind of problem you have. Praise God. And maybe you've had your own kind of problem, but you see, the psalmist said somewhere in the book of Psalms, he said God has been good to Israel. I've had testimonies of God being good to Israel, but as for me, I've not seen God being good. Praise God. Maybe that could be your personal testimony. People share testimonies every day, but you have nothing to share. And God said, can these bones live? And he had to be honest with God. He said, God, you alone know how you're going to solve this problem. I have no clue. And that's where many of us fail. We pray and tell God how you should solve the problem. We tell God, this problem, make sure that somebody comes to meet me and give me that money. He doesn't have to do it like that way. Amen. Can you just be honest and tell God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but only you know how you can do it. Praise God. Say, Lord, thou knowest how these bones are going to live. Now, see the solution here. Who would have believed that this was the key to the whole problem? And then he said unto me, Son of man, what should you do? Prophesy. Many of us have put our problems. Now, it's not all problems, listen to me, that you need to pray to God about. Did you hear me? It's not all what? Problems that require you taking to God and crying on his neck. Not all problems. Amen. There is a particular kind of problem that God expects you to solve yourself. Are you with me, church? This is one of those kind of problems. He said to Son of Man, I will not be the one to come down and recreate this situation. Son of Man, solve this problem. And this is how you're going to solve the problem. Prophesy. Speak to the problem. Address the problem. Prophesy upon these bones and say to the bones, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. There is no situation or circumstances that cannot or will refuse to hear the word of the Lord. There is none. They have not borne that problem. Jesus Christ said one day, they were passing somewhere, you remember, on the way to Jerusalem. It was called, the Bible was hungry, and he saw a fig tree expected to find figs on it. And the writer said, even though it was not yet time for figs, he expected figs. Praise God. And he got there and found that there were only leaves. He was disappointed. And looked at the tree and said, no man eat of thee again. I turned around. The Bible put there was a footnote there, more like a footnote. I said, and his disciples did what? Hard. He committed himself. You know, there are prayers you pray under your nose. Say, let us pray. The other person doesn't hear what you are saying. You think God is hearing. God is not the problem, amen. Praise God. There are prayers you have to pray loud. Somebody said in CAC, when you want to pray, said pray until you fat. That's when they know you are serious, amen. Your problem is, what we call it, because you say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I just talk to that problem. You see that problem, I just want you to go. And you're not serious. The problem, no, you're not serious. You're playing. Amen. When you think, Kailara, you will pray, and you fart. I mean, glory to God. You will jump up, you will even demon will know this guy is serious. Say, prophesy to the bones. Say, hear the word of the Lord. If you don't have the word of the Lord in your mouth, what are you going to say? If you don't know the promises that God has made, what are you going to say? That's why many of you don't have anything to say. Even when you go to God to pray, I say, God, deliver me from the problem. God will ask you, what is the promise that you are bringing? What's the foundation for these prayers? You don't know. Because you don't have time to come for Bible studies. You don't have time to read your Bible. You don't have time to do no jack. You spend time doing all kinds of funny things that have no capacity to help you in the day of your trouble. Creation does not respond to anything except the word of the Lord. Is somebody hearing me? It does not respond to anything. It doesn't respond to human philosophy. It doesn't respond to political slogans. It doesn't respond to your family tradition. It only responds to the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. So thou seest the Lord unto these dry bones. When you take your position, you begin to speak in the name of the Lord. You are speaking as though God is speaking. That's what it says, in my name, you will cast out devils. The devils don't respond because of you. They respond because what they hear is not you. They hear God. Hello? They hear who? God. And so Jesus told them as they were coming out, the Bible says, Peter observed that the tree he spoke to the day before was dried. I said, Master, you spoke to this tree and it's already dried. And he says, have the God kind of faith. You will say to this mountain, be thou removed. God is not coming to remove the mountain. You can cry there till kingdom come and the mountain remain there forever if you don't speak. Hallelujah. Amen. They can share the testimony. He had a vision and he was talking with Jesus. Whether it was open or closed, I don't know, but that was the story I can remember. And as he was speaking with Jesus, a demon came and began to distract him. And he began to make all kinds of noise and he was causing all kinds of commotion. And Jesus was speaking as though he didn't even see the demon. But Egi could not concentrate. And Egi said he began to wonder, how can this demon be? Had the audacity to come and be disturbing Jesus when Jesus is speaking. Jesus said that he didn't even see the demon, just talking. And he was losing concentration. Jesus does not speak twice. It is men that said, once the Lord has spoken, twice have I heard. He doesn't repeat himself like that. Hallelujah. So he got to a point, he got angry. Have you gotten angry with your problem? Or you're accommodating it? Or you are convenient with it. You can manage it. Many of us can manage our problems. We are good managers. But how long will you be a manager of your problem? He got angry. And the thing just came out. You foul spirit, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The demon stopped. Get out of this place in Jesus. And the demon ran. And he turned to Jesus and said, why did you not stop him? He said, I have no power. I have no authority to stop him. Say, when I rose from the dead and I said, all power is given to me, heaven and earth. Say, go in my name. Then I relinquish everything to the church. If you like, use it. Like, don't use it. There's nothing I can do about it. Praise God. Are you with me? Now, there are certain problems that Jesus deals with. Praise God. Those are cosmic issues. He told Egi, said there are demons that operate in the cosmic realm. I deal with them. But the ones that you guys deal with, it is your responsibility to deal with them. Amen. And those mountains are actually put there by demon entities. Jesus will move them until you learn how to speak to those mountains. Remember when Jesus Christ was on the way, was in the boat and the boat was going to capsize. And the disciples came to wake him up and said, Master, care not that we perish. And he looked at them like this and said, why are you men of little faith? He was disappointed because he expected. May you not disappoint God in Jesus' name. he expected that they would know what to do. And what did he do? He got up and baptized and he rebuked the winds. And what happened? And the wind stopped and the sea calmed. And they said, what kind of man is this? That even the wind and the seas obey him. Praise God. He didn't do that as Son of God. He did that as a Son of Man. So as a Son of Man, prophesy to these bones. I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Amen. God was calling the hand from the beginning. He was not seeing dry bones. He was seeing bones that were going to live. Amen. And then look at the next verse. Pay attention. The Bible says, and he began to prophesy. Give me verse 6. Give me verse 6. Glory up. And said to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 7. Give me verse 6. I asked for 6, please. Amen. And I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sea winds upon thee. Upon you, and shall bring flesh upon you. Now, please listen. Can you see the way? Line upon line, precept upon precept. Hallelujah. It was not just live. No. There was a process. As he was speaking, he was creating. I said that on Thursday, that when God made man, he made him layer upon layer, layers upon layers, layers upon layers. It's the same thing with creation. Go through the creation story. First day, what did he create? He said, let there be light. Second day, he began to create the vegetation. Third day or so, he began to put the stars. He was doing layers upon layers. Your problem may have layers upon it. Yoruba said that where we want to remove timber that are falling on each other. I'm translating properly, praise God. You don't remove the one from the bottom, do you? No, you remove the one from the top, praise God. I start removing it. One of the reasons people are in trouble is sin. Disobedience, rebelliousness. You have to repent of that. It starts with that. You can't begin to address demonic entities when you are living in sin. You must check yourself. That's why James was writing. Said, pray for those who are sick. He said, if they have committed any sin, God will forgive. Then he will heal. He doesn't heal and forgive. He forgives and heal. Praise God. Am I communicating, church? So it could be possible. An act of disobedience, an act of rebellion can open the door. Start removing layer by layer and start addressing them one by one as God begins to bring these things to your attention. Of course, it's possible for you. Like, even before you even start addressing this problem, can you ask God, how did I get myself here? What put me here? What did I do wrong? Praise God. Of course, if he now tells you there is nothing wrong with you, then you cannot know what to do. Praise God. And then he went on verse 7. So what did I do? I began to prophesy as I was commanded. And I prophesied, and there was what? Noise. And behold, it's shaking. And the bones came together, bone to bone. But remember, in verse 8, they were covered with flesh, but there was no breath. Oh, there was a man like that. Jesus Christ came to Jesus asking for a miracle. He was blind. And Jesus, touched him and asked him, how is it? Can you see? He said, yes, I can see, but I can see men like trees. It was all completed. You need to go back. Many of us never return. You just see a small, shimmering miracle, and that's the end. No, you go back until it is complete. And Jesus needed to touch him the second time. This morning, I want us to rise and pray. I don't know what your own dry bones are. You have to speak to it. I don't know what your own mountains are. You have to speak to it. I don't know what your expectations are, and it's been delayed. You have to address it. You alone will address it this morning. Can we rise on our feet? Oh, today is not a comfortable Sunday. Praise God. You are going to address your own issue. I don't know. It could be money. It could be whatever, but you have to take the promise of God, because you must have the word of the Lord in your mouth. You must have the promise of God in your mouth. You must have God's promise in your mouth. A man came to Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on me. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. If it is possible for you to make me whole, I know you will make me whole. And Jesus Christ said, I want you to be whole. And he said, be whole. Yes, you can come on the platform of mercy because you don't know what to say. But if you know the promises of God, begin to address those problems. Take any position you want to take. You have to speak to those issues. You have to talk to those issues. You have to change and speak to the circumstances. I say, hear the word of the Lord. I don't know what it may be. Oh, it may be job. It may be marriage. It may be career. Whatever it is, speak to the mountain. Speak to that which is disturbing you. Speak to that which is holding you down. Begin to address the dry bones. He says, oh, son of man, prophesy, prophesy, prophesy to the dry bones. Speak to your dry bones in the name of Jesus. I want you to take your time to speak. Oh, we have been coming every Thursday to pray. We have prayed for different things, but it's time for you to speak. You will speak and address it and say, hear the word of the Lord and speak it to you, lack. I hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says, God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I speak to you, lack. Be gone out of my life in the name of Jesus. I stick with the word of the Lord. I say, here, let supply begin to come from the north and the south. That was what God said to the man. He said, son of man, prophesy. Command the wind to come from the north. Command it to come from the south. Command it to come from the east. Command it to come from the west. And I said that I heard the wind begin to blow. The wind began to blow. They blow from the north and the south. They blow from the east and the west. They came from every direction. And the Bible said the wind filled the whole valley. And the flesh came. Hallelujah. The flesh came. Oh God. The man stayed until the until the wind finished blowing, until the flesh covered the whole bones. We said bone came to bone. Bone came, they began to locate themselves. I speak this morning, whatever is the problem, whatever the solution, whether it's a connection you need, wherever they may be, bone find bone. Let bone find bone. Let bone locate bone in the name of Jesus. In the valley of decision, we stand this day and we address the dry bones of our lives. We address the dry valleys of our life. We declare in the name of Jesus, no longer will I accommodate this dryness. No longer will I stay with this dryness. No longer will I be bound by this dryness. I refuse to be held bound. I refuse to continue in this situation. In the name of Jesus, I address my own problem. I address lack of job. I address lack of marriage. I address lack of health. If it is health, speak to it. The Bible says, by his stripes you were made whole. I address every organ in my body. I say, hear the word of the Lord. By his stripes I was made whole. I'm made whole. Every part of me, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, to every organ in my body, I speak to you, be healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Because could be stagnancy. You are stagnant. You are stagnant. You are not moving forward. You are not making progress in life. It is time. It is time to go forward. Everything that has held you bound, every ancestral curse, I break in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it became a curse. Oh, that I may be liberated. Jesus was taken to the cross so that the blessing of Abraham may be mine. I accept the blessing of Abraham. It's a blessing of salvation. It's a blessing of deliverance. I am set free. I am made free. Oh, whosoever the Son of Man shall be free indeed. I declare I have been made free. I prophesy and I speak. Hear me in the name of Jesus. I am free. I am free from every ancestral power. I am free from any powers for my family lineage. I break the power. I break the hold over my life. I break the hold over my life. I break every covenant that was entered on my behalf that I had no knowledge to. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break by the New Testament. By His blood I've been washed. By His blood I was made whole. I am whole from the crown of my head. I am made whole from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, to the tips of my fingers. I break the connection between I and my ancestors that have held me bound. I break through in the name of Jesus. I declare that they have no power. You have no power over me. I say you have no power over my children. You have no power over my destiny. Every curse that has been placed on me, every curse that the enemy has uttered, I stop it. I stop the operation of the curse. I say that in the name of Jesus, I lift up the testimony of the blood and I neutralize every curse. I neutralize every curse with the blood of Jesus. I cast it down. I nullify it. I wipe it away in the name of Jesus. I declare that my inheritance is of the Lord. 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 Oh, you may not know. You may not have anyone to help you. The man said, I have no one to help me. I have no one to help me. Oh, I declare I send help to you from Zion. The Bible said, God will send help to you from Zion. I receive help from Zion. Even this day, I receive help from Zion. I receive angelic help from Zion. In the name of Jesus, they will help me. Oh, Lord, I receive help. I declare according to the word of Lord, the Lord is my helper. What shall I say? Oh, I will not be afraid of men. What shall I say? The Lord is with me as a mighty and a terrible one. That is the word of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord. I receive the word of the Lord. Imbrele canto sombra manede. Genebra co saga balene nambatsute. Remale brema kazane makopa polobos. Jonre makrade kede musopalene mama. Oh Lord, he brema satale brema kos. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Zanima le Mondrias. Genebra babale repatos. Jesus, this Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. If any one of you is there and you want us to pray for you, you believe you need healing or you believe you need deliverance, whatever it is you believe you need. Yes, we have spoken about it. The things appear that what you are facing may be stronger than you. Can you come out and let us pray with you? I want you to come out. I don't know who you are. Just come out, we'll pray. I want my pastors, please just come out. Let us please come out, pastors, and let us pray with these ones. In the Igenimala Rikanto Zibriga Labride Katosia Kabashta Rapaskin Limandriado Sombra Poste Kimbra Manike Bosht in Libri Macalibri Katosombre Likanoste La Ripa Babadere Mosobre Katasilibrama. The Bible says he was nailed to the cross. Oh, Jesus, this same Jesus said, it is finished. And he rose from the dead as a testimony. He put death and sin and all the consequences of it, and he buried it forever. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your children before you. And I command, let there be deliverance. That is the word of the Lord. Said, let there be deliverance in Zion. I declare deliverance as I come here to pray. Pastors, can you please join me and let us pray? Join me and let us pray. Kabayere makata zinimbro wobosta. Rapageni makrepo sumbre likanta yet camposo. I rebuke every powers that is interested, that has made a siege on you. I break the siege over your life. in the name of Jesus. Wherever it is hiding, I command healing. Let there be healing in your life. Let there be healing in your bodies. Let there be healing in your soul. In the name of Jesus, I release mercy. I release mercy and the power. I break the power of the enemy. I break it. The Bible said in the word of the Lord that by his stripes you were healed. I declare that wherever you are sick, wherever you are healed, you are healed in that place now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your hold over them. In the name of Jesus, I bind and I cast out every unclean spirit that is militating against your life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus was bruised for your iniquity. Oh, for your peace. The testament of your peace was laid upon him. By his stripes you were healed. I declare you healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, the tips of your fingers. We stand together and we establish the testimony of God over your life that you are healed. I declare that you are healed. You are healed in your body. You are healed in your life. You are healed in your family. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Lene makrobo zale bre makazeni kraboste. Jore male bre makadeze. Arepa kombre masoteli. Remala remakade ken kontose. Lord, I join my faith with that of my brother and sister, and I command whatever the enemy has tried and whatever the enemy has built like a siege in your life, I come against those siege and I scatter them. I come against those siege and I uproot them. I came against those siege and I destroy them in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the enemy you see today, you shall see them no more. I bury them forever. You are free. You are free. You are free by the stripes of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. God says, whosoever the Son of Man shall make free shall be free indeed. I declare that you are free in the name of Jesus. Go, go forward. Go forward. Go forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, le mane kramo sotre le kemoste. Hey, please, if I pray for you, can go back. If I be prayed for, just go back and sit. If I be prayed for, please go back. Just go back to your seats in the name of Jesus. Intelibre malade den robo sopre cadese. Je le bre macari frapale cramo sote. Vagan mi mano zeni malabrane keste. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Jesus. Thank you because you raised him from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, the Bible says he put precise powers and he put them to shame. I command shame upon the enemies that have waged war against you. I command the war to cease. I command the siege to break in the name of Jesus. I declare every snare be broken. I release you to go to express the grace of God. And whatever it is in your body that is holding you down, I command you to be healed. I command you to be healed in your family, in your economics. Oh, I command that that God of heaven will supply. Let there be supply. Let there be supply. Supernatural supply. I send angels to help you. I send angels to change your situation. In the name of Jesus. Lene man kade. Keliena mon prode. Palene mon konto. Dinkantaye. Lembra po sapo le manataye. Krupo sake brahmanash. Ancient demons, I command you to lose your hold. I cut you off. The testimony and the bill of divorcement is before you. Jesus is married to this one, and therefore you have no hold. You have no hold or access. You have no control anymore. I tear what you are presenting before God. It has no legal tender before the throne. Therefore, I command your deliverance. Therefore, I release you from the bondage. Oh, I release from the ancestral bondage to go forth and be free, to fly like a bird out of the snare. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says the snare is broken and we are free. So you are free because in Zion there is deliverance. I command your deliverance from today, from everything that has held you back, from the fears. I cast them out and I release for you strength, confidence, and power in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I command, I speak to your future. You will not be like your forefathers. You will not end up like your forefathers. I command a new writing for you. I present the writing on your new destiny, a new destiny, a new life, a new life. You will not end up like them. You will be brighter. You will be the shining light to your family. God of heaven will lift your head up. I command that you will be lifted. I command that your mind should open. Let your mind open. Let your mind open. Let your mind be filled with light and cast out darkness in the name of Jesus. The Lord will strengthen you. Oh, le prema, le prema, mazete, le bronoshe. Lord, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. You are God. We worship you. Christ, and there was joy in the whole city. I pronounce joy in this city in the name of Jesus. The Bible says demons were cast out, all problems were dissolved. I speak all the things that you brought before God be dissolved today in the name of Jesus. I asked and demand and receive on your behalf solutions to every crisis in the name of Jesus. Those things that are agitating your heart, let there be peace. I speak to the winds blowing, peace be still in the name of Jesus. You will arrive at your destination. You will not drown. Jesus Christ said, let us go over to the other side. And the winds came. I said, the winds will not drown you. You will arrive at the other side. You will arrive with joy in your heart. You will testify that God is good. You will be a testimony that He rose from the dead. And there is nothing that hell can conjure that can put you down. You will live and not die. In Jesus' name. Father, we give all the glory to you. We thank you for helping us. We thank you for hearing us. Father, I know that your work continues. For oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
You've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.